Jewish wedding ceremony, the introduction, this will be developed over the theme of Sukkot and the Feast of the Lord. This is the introduction. The Jewish wedding ceremony has two distinct stages, the Kiddushin, which is the sanctification or dedication, also called the Erusin or the betrothal in Hebrew, and the Nisun, the marriage, when the couple start their life together. The first stage would prohibit the woman to all other men and requires a religious divorce to get dissolved, and the final stage permits the couple to be with each other. The ceremony that accomplishes the Nisun is known as the chuppah. Traditionally, objects are given to each other, a ring, and before the wedding ceremony, there is a marriage contract in which the groom, the chatan, agrees to be bound by the terms of the ketubah, or marriage contract, in the presence of two witnesses, and then the witnesses sign the ketubah. And the ketubah details the obligations of the groom to the bride, among which are food, clothing, and marital relations. This document has the standing of a legally binding agreement. It is often written as an illuminated manuscript that is framed and displayed in their home. Under the chuppah, it is traditional to read the ketubah aloud. Traditionally, this is done to separate the two basic parts of the wedding. The bridal canopy is a chuppah, or a wedding canopy, and it symbolizes the new home being built by the couple when they become husband and wife. Prior to the ceremony, Jews often have the custom of covering the face of the bride, usually with a veil, and a prayer is often said for her based on the words spoken to Rebekah in Genesis 24:60. This is known as the bodkin. There are different reasons for that, but we will look at some of the implications of the veiling as it is referred to in the Holy Scriptures. Traditionally, the groom is led under the chuppah by the two fathers and the bride by the two mothers. Oftentimes, the groom will be put in a chair and carried in as though on a throne, as though he were a king. The bride traditionally walks around the groom 3 or 7 times when she arrives at the chuppah, and this may derive from Jeremiah 31:22, a woman shall surround a man. These 3 circuits may represent the 3 virtues of marriage: righteousness, justice, and loving kindness. And 7 circuits derive from the biblical concept that 7 denotes perfection or completion. In traditional weddings, 2 blessings are recited before the betrothal: a blessing over the wine and the betrothal blessing. The wine is then tasted by the couple, often signifying the acceptance of the arrangement. The groom then gives the bride a ring and makes a declaration of consecration to him. Then 7 blessings are given. The Sheva Barachot, or 7 blessings, are recited by the rabbi or individual guests that are called up. The groom is then given the cup of wine to drink after the 7 blessings, and the bride also drinks the wine. After the bride has been given the ring, at the end of the ceremony, depending upon the local custom, the groom breaks a glass, crushing it with his right foot, and the guests shout Mazel Tov, which is congratulations. Thereafter, often the bride and groom are taken into a separate bridal chamber, where the consummation of the wedding may or may not happen, depending upon the customs. And then dancing. It's customary for the guests to dance and entertain the seated couple. And there's a meal, of course, a banquet, and followed by a Sheva Brachot, which are the seven blessings. And this is the basic customs that go along with the bridal customs at the time of Yeshua, that he alluded to, that he was the bridegroom, as John the Baptist alluded to him as the bridegroom, and as Jerusalem, the dressed as a bride, preparing and coming down from heaven. So we will proceed to look at each aspect of this and how it refers to the feast and the consummation of the end of the ages.